I'm Audrey Tracy.
And I'm Griff, and this is Selling on eBay, your weekly source for the information and inspiration you need to start, run, and grow a business on the world's most powerful marketplace. Audrey, I assume we have a show for this week.
Yes, indeed, Griff. Why else would we be here?
Well, it's a good question. Why are we here?
Don't go all existential on us.
You're right. I withdraw the metaphysical question. Just remember what Socrates said.
Socrates? What does that have to do with selling on eBay?
Well, a lot. You want to hear what he said?
Okay, sure. Knock yourself out.
He said, and I quote, only not in Greek, "The unexamined life is not worth living."
Oh, I get it. Like the unsourced inventory is not worth listing, right?
Mm.
See how I made that eBay relevant?
Yeah, that'll work. So what do you have for us this week?
Well, on the main story, Nate Hayward from our shipping team shares his take on holiday shipping tips and advice.
No time like the holidays to try new shipping strategies.
Well, that's right. Holiday shoppers want their purchases fast.
What's up for inside eBay this week, Audrey?
Did you know that we, and that is eBay, has a holiday command center, aka the War Room?
Ooh, the War Room. It sounds like Dr. Strangelove. I didn't know that. What happens in the Holiday Command Center War Room?
That's what we'll learn about when Manish Belisari takes us inside the War Room.
That's an exclusive.
So what's up for what's hot?
Oh, you'll love this. Liz Austin has a conversation with eBay fashion merchant Tara Lamont. She's on the eBay fashion team. Tara is going to tell us what's hot this winter for fashion. Listen in and you can learn what brands and styles you need to source for winter apparel that sells on eBay.
Holiday shipping, holiday war room, holiday fashion.
Well, winter fashion, but never mind.
Okay, sorry. Winter fashion. So much to cover.
And not a moment to spare, babe. Shall we proceed?
Let's do it. But first, it's time for the buzz. Welcome back to Alan, who's here to present the buzz for this week.
Hi, Audrey. We've got some serious topics this week.
Oh, let's get started.
We're always doing our best to step in and help when needed. This year, eBay sellers have seen more than their fair share of natural disasters, ranging from hurricanes to fires to this recent 7.0 magnitude earthquake in Alaska.
That's true. And our thoughts go out to those in the Anchorage, Alaska area who have been affected by the earthquake.
Yes. We posted a seller news announcement last week, but wanted to reiterate here as some sellers could still be affected. If there is any disruption to your business, please contact customer service at 1-866-540-3229 to request protections against incidents that may impact your seller performance status.
So what does that mean for sellers?
Well, stockouts due to earthquake damage or unresolved cases with buyers will not impact your performance status, and your late shipment rate will not be impacted. There are a few things that we recommend sellers to do to help protect their businesses. Number one, communicate with buyers whose items have not yet been shipped and let them know your situation. And definitely as a next step, end any auctions and take down any buy it now listings before they result in a sale. And eBay will not charge you a fee for ending a listing early. And if you're an eBay store subscriber, make sure to place your store on vacation mode and extend your handling times on all items to when you think you're going to be back in business. For more information, read our Natural Disaster Checklist blog, which will be linked in the transcript. If you're having trouble with internet access, eBay can help you make the necessary changes. So please give us a call on 1-866-540-3229.
A lot went on last week. We also had the day of mourning for former President George H.W. Bush. In observance, the U.S. Post Office announced limited operations for December 5th, 2018.
Yes, these limits included the closing of all post offices, not regular delivery, and limited package delivery. eBay automatically protected seller performance, and sellers' late shipment rate will not be impacted for USPS shipments during this closure. We just want to remind sellers that any defects incurred in relation to the USPS limited operations will be removed and correctly reflected in your monthly seller evaluation.
That's right. Now on to some happy news.
Yes. Forbes magazine recently published an article detailing how Aspiration, the digital-only bank and investment firm, released its first ever Nice List. Of the top 10 companies across retail, technology, fashion, beauty, and travel that are doing the right thing by the environment and by their employees.
Did eBay make the Nice List?
You betcha we did.
And what do we have to do to make the list?
Well, Aspiration drew from its Aspiration Impact Measurement to compile its list. So what that means is AIM lets its customers view their own personal sustainability scores based on their debit card transactions. The Aspiration Impact Measurement score is calculated via a proprietary algorithm that looks at more than 75,000 data points, such as diversity, employee pay, energy efficiency, and carbon reductions.
That sounds complicated.
I know, it's a mouthful too. Yeah, well, eBay landed right in the top spot. eBay gets kudos for our retail revival program, where we partner with cities around the world, actually, to sell small business products on eBay. Currently, eBay is partnering with many cities around the world to bring small and brick-and-mortar entrepreneurs onto eBay. In the US, we launched with our two sites this year in Lansing, Michigan and Akron, Ohio. And eBay was also credited with empowering entrepreneurs by giving third-party merchants access to technology and e-commerce tools to promote online sales on the marketplace.
That's awesome. Thanks, Alan.
No problem. That's all the news that fits this week.
Okay, see you next time. Coming up next, we'll learn how to add expedited shipping to new or existing listings just in time for last-minute holiday shipping. With us now is Nate Hayward. He's head of logistics and strategy on the shipping team. He's here to teach us how to add expedited shipping to new or existing listings, which is oh so important for those last-minute holiday shoppers who wanted it yesterday. Welcome, Nate.
Thanks, Audrey.
Okay, let's start off with the basics. Why is it good to have multiple shipping options on your listings?
Well, buyers, when they're shopping, they want not just the perfect item at the perfect price, but they're really looking for that item that can also get there at the perfect time. And so having multiple options for shipping on your listings is important because you may have an option that works really well for a buyer to receive something a little bit later, but they may be looking for that item to arrive sooner and are willing to pay for an upgrade. And so giving that choice back to the buyer, buyer choice is how we think about it, not just the choice of inventory and the right price, but also the right speed in terms of when they're expecting the delivery is really important to make your listing stand out amongst the others.
What does industry research show us about this?
Well, industry research shows that there's more and more excitement around free shipping and around shipping speed. So buyer willingness to pay for shipping has gone down over the years. I think it's part of the overall e-commerce ecosystem. You'll look around at other places that you can shop online, and so many of them now are offering free shipping options with really great delivery speeds. So when I think about great delivery speeds, I think 2, 3, 4 day shipping options. And really, it's become the standard these days in e-commerce to have 2, 3, and 4 day shipping for free. And then also options to upgrade and pay a little bit more to have that item faster in case you need it the next day.
Right. And the key here is really to have options for both that kind of standard free shipping speed as well as an expedited option that buyers can choose and pay for.
Totally. I'm thinking about a time that I had last week, family birthday. I'd forgotten about it. My sister reminded me very politely that my nephew's birthday was coming up and it was only 2 days away. And so I hopped on eBay. This guy loves Legos. He plays with them all day long. And I found just a plethora of awesome Lego options to purchase for his birthday. But it was actually much more difficult for me to find Legos from sellers that offered a 2 day shipping option. Mm-hmm. And I was willing to pay, you know, $5, $10 upgrade shipping speed to get those items there for his birthday party. But it took me a while. And so here we're to encourage, especially this time of moment, you don't know who the buyer is going to be looking at the item. We're in a gifting season. It's a right time to think about, hey, no skin off my back if I offer an option that may be that version of delivery speed perfect for the buyer at that moment.
Yep. And so what's your recommendation as it relates to offering free shipping and multiple shipping options on your listings?
Well, I think we'll start out, right? Free shipping, big part of the ecosystem of e-commerce these days. So think about how you can incorporate a free shipping strategy into your business and then represent that on your listing. So offering a standard or economy option for free is really the starting point that I'd encourage our seller base to look at. Next is have upgrading options available on your listing. So think about 2 day overnight services, 3 day options, and you can ask for a reasonable upgrade cost on those. And one thing about having multiple shipping options is really evaluate your seller handling time as well. The shipping speed that we surface to buyers while they're shopping is comprised of both the carrier delivery estimates that we come up with, but also based on the seller handling time. So you combine the handling time plus the carrier speed, and that ultimately generates what the buyer will see when they're shopping. And so if you offer same or 1 day handling speed, the buyers will see that reflected shortened delivery speed when they're shopping and browsing your items. Takeaway, free shipping, economy option, have an upgraded choice available or choices available for faster than your free option, and really evaluate and try to commit to the lowest handling time that's possible. Same in 1 day, best in class also gives you that top rated benefit added bonus. Those would be the things that I'd like the group to take away.
So can you take us through how to set that up on existing listings? For example, I have a listing that's a lightweight item under 16 ounces, and I already offer free first-class shipping, but now I want to add expedited shipping that the buyer will pay. Can you take me through how to do that?
Sure. I'd start off in Seller Hub or My eBay and find the listing that you're looking to edit, and you can check the little box next to it and then try to edit that listing. When you're in the listing and editing it, go to the shipping section, and what you'll see there is you'll want to add an additional shipping option. So right under where you have first class with free shipping, you want to add another shipping service and take a look and pick which one you think makes sense. First class is like a 2 to 4 day delivery service, and so adding like a priority mail or priority mail expedited, looking to see adding a FedEx 2 day option or a FedEx overnight priority, UPS overnight priority, those types of options as paid upgrade would be probably good candidates for your lightweight item. After you've edited to add additional shipping services on your listing, then you'd save those listings and you should see that appear immediately.
Can sellers do this in bulk?
Yeah, they sure can. So same place, Seller Hub, My eBay, you just would select, instead of one listing, you'd select all the listings that you want. And then you can edit those in bulk. You'll be directed to our bulk editing tool, and there you can edit and adjust multiple listings in the same way at the same time.
So when you're editing to add expedited shipping, does the seller add the cost or does eBay add the cost of the shipping services?
Yeah, you can actually do that in both ways. So there's two options there at the top in the shipping section. Before you select any services, you can choose between flat rate shipping and calculated shipping. Calculated will take the weight and dimensions. Really important if you're using calculated shipping to put in accurate weight and dimensions of the product as you see it would finally ship. What I like to do is take the item, put it in the box that I plan to ship it with, add any of the padding that I plan to ship with. I don't actually seal the box before the item sold in case there's any questions about the item and I could take additional pictures, etc. But if you use calculated shipping, make sure to put in the most accurate weight and dimensions, and then eBay will automatically calculate the charges based on where the buyer's located. So a good option to use calculated. I personally prefer to use flat rate shipping on my listings. So I do a free economical option, and then I do a flat rate for my upgrade choices, just because I like to let buyers see like, hey, $5 to upgrade, simple, clean, easy, makes sense. I think buyers resonate with that, or $10 for an overnight service. And the way I think about it is that $5 additional is on top of whatever I was planning to spend for my economy option. So let's say first class, I plan to spend $4 and I was willing to cover that under a free shipping strategy. Then that $5 actually gives me the $9 to do an upgrade in total. Or the $10 upgrade to an overnight service gives me $14 in total to do my upgrade.
And I love the strategy around not sealing the box, right? You've got your weights, you've got your dimensions, that thing's ready to go if it does ship, but it's also ready if you need to take photos or take it out of the box to inspect it and answer a question, you're good to go there.
That's right. Do what works best for your business. I know a number of sellers that I speak with, they like to box everything up when they receive the items and just make a mental note and then put it somewhere on their stock shelf unboxed. But having a good understanding of what you think the final weights and dimensions are is always a great idea, especially when using calculated shipping. It'll lead to less surprises in terms of ship cost when you're actually shipping the item that you've sold.
Now let's talk about setting this up, both, you know, the free shipping and the expedited options when you're creating a new listing. How do you do that?
Sure. The starting point here for me would be, you know, navigate to eBay.com. and click up on the right-hand corner, sell an item. I personally always start with like sell one like this. So I generally find a listing that's very similar to what I'm selling and I'll start there because it already populates a lot of the details for me. And then I'll go to the shipping section again and I'll choose first, what is my shipping type? That's calculated, flat, or local pickup only. So again, I like to use flat rate shipping. Then I'll select my first economical or standard delivery speed service with free shipping. And then I'll add some expedited options at a fixed cost. And again, if you'd like to use calculated shipping to calculate the upgrade costs automatically, that's an option available for you.
So what does this look like for the buyer? If I'm a buyer and I land on a listing that has multiple shipping options, what does it look like on my screen and how do I select the right shipping option for me?
Sure. So the very first shipping option that you add to your listing, you can add many, but the first one in that list on your listing will be what's displayed to the buyer at first. And so that's why I like to put my economical option with free shipping as the very first option so that buyers, when they're viewing my items, can see, oh, this item comes with free shipping. On the view item page down in the shipping section, you can see the other choices for upgrading. And then also again on checkout, when you're checking out, we surface the shipping options available to the buyer right there for them. So when they're about to pay for the item, they can choose the delivery speed that will suit them best. In 2019, we're planning to make a few more iterations on that and try to make it more prominently placed on the view item page as well as in different areas throughout search. So more to come there next year. That's how the experience works at the moment.
And where does guaranteed delivery fall into all this? How is that displayed?
Sure. So guaranteed delivery, it works slightly differently. Basically, guaranteed delivery items you can actually search for on the search results page. So using those left-hand filters, you can add 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 day filters to see items that would just arrive in your delivery speed of choice as a buyer. In those cases, if you're a seller using guaranteed, your items will show to a buyer with the service pre-selected that actually is meeting their delivery expectations that they've shared during search. So if I have a free option that's going to take 5 days, but I have an upgraded for $5 option that's going to get there in 2 days, and the buyer is also searching that item with a 2 day delivery filter, we'll show the buyer that item with the service that is upgraded as the one that will arrive in time.
Okay, that makes sense. Now let's switch topics for a minute and talk about what we call carrier deadlines. What are they and where can sellers find them?
What we try to communicate is the last days that you can ship with a carrier and which service that will arrive in time for Christmas. And so we've published on our holiday playbook site, that's at ebay.com/holiday playbook. You can see there a handy little chart that will go through the various carrier services, USPS, FedEx, and UPS, and what days the carrier is recommending you ship by in order for Christmas arrivals. That's December 25th. For example, with Parcel Select Ground from USPS, they're recommending that you ship those items by 12/14. But with Priority Mail, to arrive by Christmas, you can ship by 12/20. With FedEx Home Delivery or Ground Services, they're recommending the 17th of December for home delivery and the 14th of December for ground. And with ground deliveries from UPS, they're also recommending the 14th of December.
That makes sense. So sellers, you're going to want to find this handy chart that's at ebay.com/holiday playbook. It's about midway down the page. You're going to click on a link which will generate a PDF suitable for printing.
That's right. And I think one last added thing about adding additional carrier options, you can really extend your holiday shopping season on your listing. So if you're only offering, let's say, Priority Mail, the items that will show up for arrival by Christmas are only going to be shown until about the 20th of December. But if you add an upgrade option like Priority Express or overnight products, that'll extend your shopping season by 1 day. If you're only currently offering Media Mail, the delivery estimates on your listings will start showing post-Christmas delivery around the 14th of December. So you could add an extra week by offering additional carrier services that have shorter delivery speeds.
Brilliant point. And I believe we're also showing the buyer when items will be delivered by Christmas. Can you confirm that?
That's right. So we've got some shopping experiences that are coming out during this holiday that are meant to highlight the inventory that we know will arrive by Christmas. So instead of searching and wading through the plethora of items that are available for sale on eBay, we're really carving out those items that we see have delivery speeds and delivery estimates that can arrive in time, just so buyers can go to a one-stop shop to see all the inventory that's available for their holiday gifting purchases.
Got it. Always appreciate shipping tips and thank you for your time and being here. Happy holidays, and I hope you come back and join us again maybe in the new year for more shipping tips.
Thanks so much.
We've been speaking with Nate Hayward from the shipping team about how to offer expedited shipping for holiday. Up next, we take you inside the holiday war room at eBay. What does that mean? Stay tuned. I'm Audrey, and today we're doing some in-the-field reporting from the eBay Holiday War Room. With me is Manish Belisari, Head of Business Operations here at eBay. Hi, Manish. Thanks for letting us interview you, especially during this busy time. Tell us what you do here at eBay.
Thank you, Audrey. I am constantly working with all functional teams at eBay, like marketing, inventory management, product, or PR teams, to ensure that we are creating forward-looking business plans, as well as monitoring the business metrics in the now. And all of this is in service of creating more opportunities for our sellers and also to respond to what our competition is doing right now.
So tell us where we are right now. What's going on?
We call this, quote-unquote, the holiday war room. It's sort of a command center for discussing all things holiday here at eBay.
And to paint a picture, we're in a large conference room with two huge screens, lots of seating. There's multiple meetings per day. Teams from eBay Americas come in and meet throughout the day. So Manish, how are you involved in the war room?
My role is to manage the war room meetings and help all the teams in the preparation for discussion items, as well as to follow up on whatever decisions we take in the room.
Now, I've described the room, but tell us what happens here.
Oh, it's fun. Obviously, we already have digital reports that monitor the site minute by minute. Actually, we refresh those reports every 5 seconds, in fact. The meetings are run at least once a day. And on some big shopping days, we even come in as early as 5:30 in the morning. And what we do is we look at the hourly data for sales trends, different cuts, you know, what products, what consumer industries, what types of sellers, what geographies. And then we look at what is trending and how can we lean in further. So we reach out to sellers who have that desirable inventory. And then what's not doing so well? And so maybe we need to do some changes or eBay.com or to what we are doing in marketing channels. So our entire leadership team attends these meetings. That's a very large room, as you said. And while these are intended to be very quick 30-minute meetings, we do take a lot of strategic as well as tactical decisions daily.
So what that means is eBay is kind of constantly optimizing throughout the holiday shopping campaign. And we're kind of looking at this data minute by minute, hour by hour, to make decisions on how we can optimize sales for eBay. So obviously, we're looking at a ton of data. Can you tell us maybe about an instance where some data surprised you and what action the team took?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, going in, you have a plan and you have a ton of deals. But one of the things that stood out this past Black Friday, Cyber Monday weekend, we noticed that our top two deals in diamond jewelry were getting a lot of love from our buyers.
Mm-hmm.
It was picking up in a lot of media channels and so on. So in the next few hours, we reached out to a large number of diamond jewelry sellers. And we also created a spotlight section on eBay.com, where buyers can access a wide variety of these items and thus maximize sales for sellers in this business.
That's great. So we saw that diamonds were popular and we said, how can we turn up the dial and sell more diamond jewelry? Let's reach out to some sellers, quickly get some inventory on the site and create a special kind of shopping experience.
Yeah, it was not part of the going in plan. Obviously, we were expecting to sell out these particular deals, but it was an opportunity to do even more and spread the love in different parts of the business.
Now, the war room is an almost 24-hour operation. Teams are working nights, weekends, holidays, just like our eBay sellers. What would you like to say to the sellers right now?
First and topmost, thank you, sellers, for working so hard during this shopping season. It's a very busy part of the year. We're with you at every step, optimizing our site to bring you as many sales as possible. And while we know this is peak season for your business, we hope that you're also able to spend some time with your family. So happy holidays from here at eBay.
Thank you, Manish. Exciting stuff. We've been speaking with Manish Belisari, Head of Business Operations, about eBay's Holiday War Room.
Coming up next, we've got eBay fashion merchant Tara Lamont talking what's hot this winter for fashion. Joining us here is Tara Lamont. Tara, lovely to have you here on our Selling on eBay podcast. How are you?
Hi, thank you very much. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. We're excited to hear what buyers are searching for in fashion right now.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, obviously, this is a really busy time for eBay fashion. We have a lot going on. Obviously, as we gear into our big holiday season, gifting is really important and relevant to our shoppers. Really, two classifications of gifts are doing really well on eBay. The first is value. So branded inventory at a value, ideally best of web pricing, but also the luxury business segment is doing really well. So buyers are coming to us in luxury markets like handbags, watches, jewelry. And as you may or may not know, we recently launched our eBay Authenticate program. And so buyers are able to buy through this program where it's all authenticated luxury inventory. As a seller, you can opt into the program and work with our Authenticate team, but it's really a nice competitive environment for our luxury goods to sit. So that's doing really well.
And we just actually announced a new category in Authenticate, didn't we?
Yes, today we launched jewelry.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. So we've had handbags and watches, and now jewelry is a third category to be rolled into the program.
Oh, brilliant. So get out there, sellers, and have a look at what jewelry we can authenticate on the site right now.
Definitely. Yeah, so that's really excited. We're very excited about that. We also have cold weather accessories. So everything from outerwear, boots, gloves, that's doing really well for us. What we see is it's a little bit delayed. So we're seeing with kind of climate changes that we start to see cold weather actually trend in mid to late November and really carry through.
But it's absolutely cold everywhere right now, isn't it?
Now is the time. Yeah, especially as the storms are hitting, you know, East Coast. And then also just lastly, want to touch on our number two search term for women's apparel is ugly Christmas sweater.
Of course. Griff is shaking his head because every time we hear about it and we like, no surprises here. We knew it.
It's really interesting. We have over 3,000 searches per day for ugly Christmas sweaters.
And are all brands getting into ugly sweaters?
You know, it depends. I've been seeing some hit our site, like sports teams are getting into it.
Like what?
Like NFL type ugly sweaters or college football ugly sweaters. It's really interesting. I mean, something for everyone, I guess.
It's a real cultural craze, isn't it?
It's totally. I mean, we did a eBay fashion Instagram post last week and had over like 1,500 likes on our ugly Christmas post. So, yeah.
Love it. So what do you think? Are there any certain styles like hoodies or boots or whatever else that sellers should focus on listing? You talked about outerwear. Mm-hmm. It's right now. And then if we think about even December, January, February, like, does that change as we move through the months?
I wouldn't say it changes. It might evolve slightly. Mm-hmm. Right now, our athletic business continues to be really strong across men's and women's. So,
and why is that?
Branded logo, athletic apparel. I mean, it really falls into this whole like athleisure trend.
Right.
So, you know, people are wearing their Adidas track pants and their hoodies and their sneakers, you know, and they're going shopping.
They're not actually exercising.
Exactly. So we're seeing.
I'm guilty of doing that.
I think, yeah, we all are. So definitely that's doing really well for us. And then also really just like this whole outdoor lifestyle. So brands like Patagonia, mm-hmm. the North Face, just like outdoor hiking boots are trending really well. So definitely kind of a movement towards a more athletic lifestyle.
And do you recommend sellers actually have strategies based on where they sell to? So in Florida, are they they're not buying those big, thick Patagonia jackets at the moment, but they might be buying some kind of more of the lighter weight jumpers. So for sellers to really thinking about where their audiences are and then sell into those.
I came from more traditional retail prior to eBay, and there's definitely more when you think about seasonality and buying patterns. Typical retail kind of has a calendar, but at eBay, while we definitely see peak seasons for certain categories like coats and jackets and things like that, mm-hmm. we're really pretty steady year round. So you're always going to have a customer, whether it's in Florida or wherever that's warm weather, that's looking for, you know, something slightly different than our buyers in Chicago. But by and large, we tend to see if there's like a big weather pattern that's happening in the United States, mm-hmm. that's when we see, you know, business start to shift.
Sure. Well, there's 177 million buyers out mm-hmm. there. There's got to be someone for, you know, a pair of flip-flops versus, you know, the really thick jackets that we were talking about somewhere in the world.
Yeah.
What do people or sellers think they know about fashion but actually don't get quite right?
You know, the biggest thing I would say is just the complexion of eBay's inventory. Mm-hmm. You know, I meet with new sellers or sellers who are looking to get onto the platform all the time. And, you know, a lot of them come to me and they just assume, you know, I'm going to list my inventory in auction format. Those are the things where we say to them, 80% of our inventory is actually new. Yes. Almost 90% of our inventory sells in fixed price. Mm-hmm. And they're shocked. You know, they just don't anticipate me saying that and us really guiding them to how buyers today are shopping. So that's usually a big aha moment for sellers. I would say also making sure that they're constantly on our site looking at what are the new seller tools that are available to you to run and manage your store. You know, there's a lot of programs that are changing or rolling out that better enable you to run your business on eBay. Things like promoted listings and advertising. So
fast, free, and guaranteed shipping.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They're always evolving and changing and always making sure you're on the forefront of those to optimize your business. And then things from a buyer perspective that are really important, free shipping. It's really important to our customers. The ability to have returns. I understand not all sellers can afford free shipping and free returns, but just the capability for buyers, especially in the clothing, which I run, the clothing business segment, you know, that's so important for them.
Absolutely, because they don't have the opportunity to try them in store, do they? So they still want to buy. but they do need the opportunity to try. And if it doesn't actually suit or fit, then have the ability to return.
Yeah, I think it's just that comfort of being able to, you know, the comfort of knowing that the opportunity is there. We definitely see stronger conversion when it's offered.
Great. Okay, and then what about holiday and Christmas party outfits? We're actually having our Christmas party next week, and I'm very last minute shopper thinking about what I'm going to wear. But have you seen any trends in what people are searching for to wear to these parties?
Yeah, like I said, I mean, we're pretty consistent. Dresses is always the number one search term in women's apparel. Mm-hmm. So we just continue to see that, you know, there's more search this time of year than perhaps others. But definitely like cocktail attire, we see those search terms start, a little black dress.
Sure.
Those terms start to trend versus other times a year might be more wedding or prom. We'll see those terms.
Yep. And does it come with glitter or certain colors that people are searching for this year?
Yeah. You know, they search black. Black dresses is always a term.
A little and black dress.
Also their size. People are, you know, will typically search dresses, size 10, you know, dresses size E, and they search that way.
And so how long does this buyer behavior last? How long will buyers be shopping for winter items?
So, you know, eBay will, as we do typically every year, we'll start pushing our end of season sales and promotions at the end of December.
Sure.
So we'll be messaging up to 70% off for our buyers. I encourage you, if you have inventory that you're looking to move before the end of the year, we will be running some nice promotions in that time frame. If you have the capability to do strike through price, that's really important so that we can showcase that up to 70% off value. But honestly, the buyers are going to continue to shop as the weather. Last year, we saw the biggest peak for coats and jackets was actually in late January and into February.
Oh, there you go.
So that's really
insights.
Yeah. So now is definitely the time for gifting, and it's the early in the season, but it will definitely carry through February.
Fantastic. Well, I think that's everything now. So thanks so much, Tara, for coming on. I'd love to have you back again, and all the best for holiday and for the new year.
Thank you. Cheers.
Well, Audrey, that's our show for this week. And before we go, shall we do a little housekeeping?
Sure. First, remember that you can be a part of the show when you call us.
That's right. Call us at 888-723-4630. And you can call that hotline any time of the day, any day of the week.
And we have our very own email address where you can send your questions. It's sellingonebay@ebay.com. That's sellingonebay@ebay.com.
Oh, and you know, if you want to get out of the house for a few hours to shoot the breeze and share a little nosh and beverage with other eBay sellers, why not check out the eBay community page for meetups? You can find it at www.ebay.com/meetups.
Meetups are fun, and you get to talk to other sellers, learn some tips, network.
Yeah. It's gossip.
Good stuff. And don't forget to tune in to our weekly Facebook Live video stream.
Yeah.
That's over at the eBay for Business Facebook page. It's every Wednesday, 12:30 Pacific time. You can find that at facebook.com/eBay for Business.
And now, drum roll, please. Oh, that was a terrible drum
Fingers
roll.
Fingers on the desk. Well, you
see, we don't have a snare. It's not in the budget. It's time for the credits.
Okay. Presenting the Selling on eBay team, all of whom contribute stories and talent to our show. First of all, Director of Community, Brian Burke.
Senior Brian Burke. Community Manager, Alanais Bitt.
Community Manager and Technology and News Editor, Doug Smith.
Marketing Strategist, Lise Austin.
Editor and Chief and Host, that's you, Griff.
That's me. And scriptwriter and co-host and head girl, that's you, Audrey.
That's me. We'll be back next week with a fresh new episode of Selling on eBay.
Selling on eBay is produced and distributed by Libsyn and Podcast 411.
Not bad.
Much better, I think.
Yeah.
You're getting so professional.
I'm trying.
I think you're going to take my job.
I'm trying.
You want it?
No.
It's a good job. You can have it. I'm just going to go out back and plant a garden or something.
There we go.
I like doing this.
All right. Well, then keep doing it.
Once a month.
Deal.
Okay.